The requirement needed for a completion in Torah that corresponds to the 15th day of Sfiras HaOmer is b'miut sechayra, a lessening of a person's dealings in business. And not, as the commentaries say, to not do business at all, because he does need to support himself, and he does need to support his family, and to not do that at all would be a transgression. But at the same time, somebody who's completely enveloped in his business dealings all day long, obviously the pitfalls and the risks of his business are at the forefront of his mind, and that prevents him from focusing intently on his learning to reach and to truly grasp the depths of what it is that he's studying. And therefore, where he could, he should try to lessen his business dealings to be able to focus on his learning more. The sphera of the 15th day is Chesed Shebetiferes, the kindness, the love that is within the beauty with it that comes through praise. The idea being that when a person focuses on the kindness and the love bestowed upon him, bestowed upon the Jewish people by Hashem, that should bring him to beautify Hashem and to praise him in the eyes of others. And not only that, but his praise in turn should awaken within him a desire to emulate the ways of Hashem and therefore act towards others in kindness and bestow love upon them. As far as our interpersonal relationships, when a person does do kindness with his friend and bestow love upon them, he should make sure that it should come through so strong that it will cause the person who's receiving it to praise and to beautify. Obviously not himself, we're not in pursuit of honor over here, rather to praise and to beautify Hashem, that a person should realize that the kindness which I'm doing is only because Hashem commanded me to love my fellow Jew and to take care of him, and in turn that who we help should realize that and therefore not only thank us but thank Hashem as well for the kindness being bestowed upon him.